go. All right, let's see. Yeah, once again, it's going to be 67 today, which ought to be pretty nice. Former editor of Wired's Gadget Lab, that's Dylan Tweeney. Dylan Tweeney has some nice predictions.
Yeah, sure.
Ought to have some nice predictions for this year's best gadgets. Dylan is now the executive editor of VentureBeat, and he's got a kind of a longish video segment if you want to go watch it, but we'll cut it down here for you and give you the top five gadgets. Top five gadgets. Number one that the people are looking for. Number one is Apple TV. You know, Apple's kind of been talking about that a little bit. So Apple TV may be happening, a chance for you to obviously be able to watch things that you've been watching on your computer screen in your TV at home. Number two is Nokia's new phones, the Lumia 800 and the 710. Number three is the Tesla Model S. Tesla Model S. This is an electric car company's family-friendly sedan. Was it the Volt that got, was that this week or last week?
It was this week.
This week. Got recalled. Ever one of them. Ever one of them. Number four is the Kindle Fire 2, whenever that arrives from Amazon. And then Lytro, L-Y-T-R-O. This is a Focus Anywhere camera. Top two are interesting. Tweeney makes an interesting case for Apple releasing an actual television that would attempt to integrate your TV watching experience, the second TV, though not in the living room, and then also other interactives with Apple products. His other big prediction is that Microsoft Nokia will tie up and it'll be a success, or they have tied up and it'll be a success. Excuse me. He thinks the Nokia Lumia 800 is going to be a very strong competitor for the iPhone and the best Android phones. So, for all you people out there, you heard it here first. I'm going to sip a beverage. Okay, because I had a tickle in my throat. All right. So did you try this Google thing?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't done that.
That's fine. Well, you ought to do it here. That makes it safe.
Right.
Because that way they won't.
By the time they get here, Bill will be in here, so they'll just think it was him.
They'll take Bill, they'll spirit him off, and you'll never know. Australian woman woke up earlier this week to find a saltwater crocodile in her living room. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't have Tom's microphone turned on. Tom was saying all sorts of witty things.
That's okay.
Yeah. Did you have something to say about...
No, I just,
I know.
If you were going to turn me up, I was going to head on home.
Yeah. Well, you can't do that.
I was going to give it your choice.
That's right, because here we go. First dialer right now. 695-1620.
Vapor lock.
Tickets for Texas A&M women's basketball tonight against the University of Texas Lady Longhorns.
That'd be it. What 6 o'clock is the tip-off.
This would be 12 in a row if they win. Is that right?
Yes, it would.
695-1620. If you'd like tickets, this would be two tickets.
This would be two tickets.
Two tickets.
In good old section 122.
Till 122.
Row M, seat 13 and 14.
And the mayor is going to be there. I have it on good authority.
There you go.
Because she told me that she was going to be there.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's this?
This is Billy.
Billy who?
Billy West.
Billy West. What do you do, Billy?
I'm a plumber.
Well, good. I don't know him, guys. I don't know him. I'm sure he does a fine job. He's not my personal plumber. But anyway. All right, Billy.
Would you like to be, Billy?
Yeah. So now, does he come here to get the tickets or are they at Wilco?
No, they're right here in my hand.
All right.
You need to come here to our station.
You don't have to snatch him out of Tom's hand. We'll put him at the front desk for you. But come by. We're at the top floor of Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Oh, perfect.
Thanks, Billy. All right. See you later. Bye.
There you go.
All right. Good. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, the tickets are gone, but I have a consolation prize.
What?
What? It's not good enough.
Hey,
okay.
Better be good.
At least you didn't lie. At least you didn't lie to us and feign excitement.
Oh, good.
The consolation prize would be a WTAW mouse pad calendar.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Oh, all right, very good.
All right.
Wait, just a minute. Do you need one, Mayor?
I do.
Yeah, no, just a minute. I'm talking to the mayor. Do you need one? No. So you get one that was meant for the mayor of College Station. So there, and see, it's worth even more. Okay, now.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. I like that.
Now, she'll autograph it, too. Now, I'm just kidding. Okay, now, tell me your name again.
I'm Kay Wilton.
Kay Wilton.
Yes.
What do you do, Kay?
I am retired.
Oh, good for you. Okay, so you can sit all day and use your mousepad computer mouse pad calendar. It also is great for opening jars. I mean, it's everything you'd want. So, okay.
Oh, great.
Come by the Crystal Park Plaza.
I'm sorry, was it Wilson or Wilton?
Wilton.
Wilton, W-I-L-T-O-N.
Okay, got it. Okay, thanks so much. See you later. Yeah. Bye. Okay.
There we go. There.
That's great. I mean, she was ready for the alternate prize.
Yeah, and she feigned excitement.
Yeah.
But we have listeners who are as honest as us. They'd go, yeah.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I'll call back later.
Yeah. Right. Is that all you got?
Can I just leave you my number and you can call me when you get better prizes?
Yeah. Can you transfer me to candy?
Yeah.
I want to see what the...
Yeah, is that all you got? Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I hear they got some killer prizes on KAGC.
Yeah. If anybody else...
Not even have an inspirational quote on it.
Yeah. If anybody else wants a mouse pad calendar, you can give me a call. 695-1620. Because, I mean, we've only got 11 months left.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah.
It's already free now.
Yeah,
I don't
we're
know what
discounting
we
them now.
Yeah.
Right.
Want a calendar?
I was looking for some gift certificates on the border.
Yeah. Where are you now? Well, there's nothing like being specific. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, good.
Let us know how you do with that.
Yeah. I don't even know how to answer that.
I mean, I'd like a free flat screen TV if I could.
Yeah.
Well, but this was in the realm of belief that we might, but no. Uh-huh. I guess I'll alert the sales department there's an interest at some level. However, before the end of the week, an exciting new group of prizes. An exciting new group
really?
Of prizes. Yes. Yes, I'll let you know about that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, when it comes to packing on body fat, how many calories you eat seems to count more than where those calories come from? Lots of protein or very little, doesn't matter. Researchers found that people who ate high-calorie diets all gained about the same amount of fat. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it slower so we can be ready.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I was distracted by something.
Sure. A butterfly in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, look, there it goes.
Researchers found that people who ate high-calorie diets all gained about the same amount of
fat.
That's right. Wait. How much do we pay for this?
Yeah.
Well, no, what they're saying is those who diet in low protein, see, the idea is if you take in healthy calories, they thought that would not create fat. But what they're basically showing you is, nah, it really doesn't matter. And actually,
calories is calories.
Calories is calories.
Calories.
Yeah. In other words, it's the calories stupid, if you will. The study comes from this place called the Mayo Clinic. In Rochester, Minnesota.
That's
says
right.
He said it really is the calories that count. So
that's right.
Just kind of
like
think
the
about
calories
that.
In mayo. Yeah.
Tom was going just right. Like, oh, well, I'm glad to see the Mayo Clinic has finally fallen in line behind me in my belief in this. But nonetheless, okay. 90-year-old San Clemente, California man. Yes.
But I know where he was coming from with his comment.
Exactly.
You know, the like Mayo. The scene in Airplane where they call the Mayo Clinic and it's got all the jars of mayo on the shelves behind him. So.
Thank you, Chase. You
know, that stuff is good, but man, it's just not good for you. You know what I mean?
Mayo?
Yeah, mayonnaise. Yeah, it's really.
Do you remember when they had the infomercial for those the first generation of the hand mixers? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
They one of the demonstrations that they would do is they would on the infomercial is they would make mayonnaise right in front of your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So they pour like this jar, full of oil, and add an egg, like one egg, and then they'd stick this thing in there, and it's like, and it would whip that stuff right up. But never in my wildest dreams would I eat that. But boy, you slap a label on it and stick it in Kroger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll take two.
That's right. And you know what? They take lard. And they put a little, they whip that up and put sugar in it, and they stick it between these two dark crackers and cookies, and pretty much you got an Oreo right there.
There you go.
You know what? It's delicious.
Uh-huh. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
2011 is officially on the books, but what will 2012 bring? Will the housing market or retail industry see changes? What about tourism? And what will A&M's move to the SEC mean for businesses? To find out all these answers, join the BCS Chamber on Wednesday, January 25th for the annual Economic Outlook Conference. Get the latest information on economic trends that could just help out your business. Space is limited, so reserve your tickets today. Call 260-5200 or go to bcschamber.org. That's Wednesday, January 25th from 8 to 2 at the College Station Hilton. Sponsored by Wells Fargo.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks. So whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 10 minutes still. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
I'll say if y'all still had one of those mouse pad calendars.
I think we have a mouse pad calendar. Yes, we can put your name on it. Yes. Who are you, sir?
I'm Sam.
Sam who?
Eselman.
Eselman?
Yes.
That's like E-S?
G-I-E-S-S-E-L-M-A-N-N.
Got it. What do you do, Sam?
I'm a fish biologist.
A what biologist?
A fish biologist.
A fish biologist.
Oh.
Cool. So, what do you like? You raise them, or you study them, or what?
Yeah, we manage private lakes around Texas.
Oh, cool. So, what's the taste? You eat fish at your house a lot?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, oh, what's your favorite fish?
Tilapia.
Hey, oh, man!
I like that too.
You talk about a basic fish that costs way too much.
Yeah.
You like it fried, baked? What do you do with it?
I'll put it on the grill.
There you go. I hear you. Hey, Sam, you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
Crystal Park Plaza, fifth floor. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it, man. There you go. Yeah, tilapia's pretty good, but again, it's gotten pricey. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's way higher than your basic haddock, you know?
Cod.
Yeah.
Cod.
All right, so.
If it's cheap, it's cod.
Yeah. Right. So we were mentioning earlier this morning how Nudie Poo has been beating up on Mitt Romney because Mitt likes to fire people. And, you know, Nudie was talking about how he goes in and raids companies and strips all the profits out of there and fires the people and kicks them to the curb and takes that money when he was at Bain Capital and stuck it in his pocket. So how is he going to defend against this? So I get a thing this morning. This may be where we're going. Let's see if this is where Rush goes with it today. Because the thinking here is that Romney could say, well, yes, I invested tens of millions of dollars of private investors' money into a venture, and it didn't work. And 1,000 people lost their jobs, and we bore the loss. If President Obama did it, it was $5 billion of our tax money into Solyndra and Range Fuels and other boondoggles, and guess who paid for that? Us. So that's interesting. We'll see if that works or not. See if Rush is marching to that little drummer today. Ooh, you know who Rahm Emanuel is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Pleasant fella.
Mayor
right?
of Chicago.
Pleasant fella, right.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be chief of staff there at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there anymore. He's the mayor of Chicago, as you say. And Bill Daley, who used to be the mayor of Chicago, ended up being the chief of staff up until, what is that, yesterday?
Yeah, right.
So they're interviewing Rahm Emanuel yesterday on a radio station in Chicago, and he said, quote, historically, the modern chief of staff job is 18 months. It's a grinding job. It's exciting, but basically every problem before it gets to the Oval Office sits at that desk. So it's the historic norm. I lasted past 18 months, and Bill didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Why not just call him a wuss?
In your face?
I have an idea for a prize.
All right, I'm listening.
I want to win a date with this Candy you keep talking about. She sounds like a neat girl.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Uh-huh.
Guy called me a little while ago, earlier this morning. It's Amanda Peet's birthday today, and earlier this morning we were discussing how Tom's
proclivity to watch movies in which she loses clothing.
Tom's kind of Amanda Peet-centric in his life.
I've seen one.
Yeah.
But how many times?
Oh, you're going to go there, are you?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway.
And was the pause button ever used?
No, sir.
It's on videotape, but the outside.
Because Judy was in the same room.
That's right. Guy called. He said, y'all talk about Amanda Peet. He said, I call her a telephone pole brunette. I said, really? What does that mean? He said, you're looking at her, you run into telephone pole.
Ah. It's always changing, and change is good. Dexter Mortgage will now go by the name Network Funding. I'm Debbie Davis. I have worked with Network Funding for over 2 years, and now it's time to change our public name. No, don't worry. Everything else is still the same. Same great rates, same great customer service. If you need to lower your interest rate, save money every month, or get cash out of the equity in your home, I can help. I still do VA, FHA, conventional, cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. Great customer service is still top on my list. I work with families on nights and weekends whenever you have time to talk or meet. People are still looking to buy new homes or move up, and I can help you with a step-by-step guide to make the first-time home buying or move-up experience a happy one. Don't let the ever-changing markets worry you. Let me, Debbie Davis, help you with all your mortgage needs. Give me a call today. My number is 979-220-3018. License number 200790.
Are you trapped in your current car loan? Think you're upside down, owe too much, and can't get out? Well, turn your radio up! It's an official auto loan payoff event going on this week only at Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group will pay off your current lease or auto loan regardless of miles or condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new car or truck for possibly less, yes, less than you're paying now. Plus, at Sterling Auto Group, zero down delivers. Brand new 2012 GMC Sierra pickups with zero down, just $289 per month, and only Sterling wants to approve your credit today, even if it's less than perfect. 0% APR for 60 months is also available on select models. It doesn't matter what other car ads say. What matters is what you pay, and you'll pay less at Sterling Auto Group. Yes, less. Sterling Auto Group. We make it easy. 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 72 months at 3% APR plus TT&L and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $16.67 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer. Stock number 202.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Summer Olympics in London. Going to hurt the theater in the West End, says Andrew Lloyd Webber. Hey, Andy, I ain't worried about you losing a shekel or two, pal, okay? I think you got enough to go around. Told the BBC that the games will take over the city and there won't be too many people headed out to see all the plays and musicals. Of course, he owns seven theaters in London. Excuse me, he owns seven theaters in London.
Wow.
And that's other than the Phantom of the Opera thing. You know, he's pretty sure that most theaters will close down during the 2 weeks of the Olympics. Again, Andy, you can afford to close your theaters for 2 weeks.
That's right. Take a break, Andy.
I have a dumb question.
Okay, sure.
Because you mentioned that he owns theaters.
Yeah.
The theaters in New York City, who owns them? Because I've never been to New York City, and so I didn't know if is this a big corporation?
That's interesting.
Halliburton?
You know what?
George W. Bush?
You know what? I can kind of answer that question because we had a.
Well, after all, that's basically what we do with anything.
We kind of answer and kind of confuse most situations.
Yeah. No, because I had an entertainment story just I guess last week that said that one of the plays had it was the Spider-Man thing had evidently broken the record for all of the all-time record for the seven theaters that were owned by this one company.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name of the company. So I think that there are maybe two or three or four companies that own a group of theaters. Maybe one owns two, one owns five.
So it may not be any different than movie theaters.
Right, right.
Companies own them.
Right. Yeah. So there you go.
I was just curious.
There you go. Consumers don't like juiced up claims of natural ingredients, which is why one California woman suing Tropicana's parent company, the Coca-Cola, I believe. Minute Maid, aren't they? I apologize. Tropicana's parent company over its claim that their orange juice is, quote, 100% pure and natural.
It'd be Pepsi.
Oh, it is. I just saw that.
PepsiCo.
Yep. The plaintiff alleges that Tropicana, a unit of PepsiCo, puts its pure premium juice through extensive processing. It alters the, quote, essential nature, end quote, and renders it, not a good word, renders not a good word, we're talking consumables here, but rendering it not completely natural in exchange for a longer shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
We demand natural products, thus Tropicana is deceiving us through their advertising and packaging. Once again, follow the money. PepsiCo, big company, lots of money. Here we go. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Whiskey-A-Go-Go, The nightclub in Los Angeles, the first disco in U.S. America, opened up in 1963. Head of the house band was a guy named...
Johnny Rivers?
That's right.
There you go.
1964, Luther Terry. Remember Luther? Do you know who Luther is?
No, I don't.
Well, he's dead now, but Luther was the U.S. Surgeon General.
Oh.
He's the one who told us that cigarette smoking was hazardous to our health.
And then walked outside and lit up.
Yeah, there we go.
1998, a farmer in Croatia told reporters he chatted with four aliens who landed in his field in an iron-shaped spacecraft. Oh, sure they did.
It was shaped like an iron? Yeah,
apparently so. He said the extraterrestrials were very short, and they spoke broken Croatian. Rosetta Stone hadn't been invented yet. Neighbors told reporters that Vranek, this guy was an honest and down-to-earth man, and that so I guess he chatted him up. So, all right, you got 45 seconds.
There you go. Natalie Wood's death is still listed as an accident. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office says that no new evidence has been uncovered to change that. The L.A. Times reports several weeks of interviews and investigative work have not uncovered any evidence that she may have been murdered.